请弟兄姊妹们翻到新约的以弗所书。
Please turn to the New Testament, the book of Ephesians.
我们在第一章先看一点点话。
Chapter 1, we'll look at a few verses.
从十七节开始。
Starting with verse 17.
读完这一章。
We'll read to the end of the chapter.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他让我们这信的人所显的能力是何等好大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、组织的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都冲过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
再请弟兄姊妹们看罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
我们从二十七节开始。
From verse 27.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Verse 27, now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, These he also glorified.
再看约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3。
我们从第一节开始。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
你看父赐给我们的是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未认识，未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为他必得见他的真体。
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it does not know him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
感谢主这一次聚会。弟兄姊妹们应该都已经很好地掌握到聚会的大会的主题了。
I thank the Lord for this conference, and as you may have known, the theme of the conference.
弟兄们安排我要在这一个题目上，就是教会是基督的丰盛。
And brothers has assigned me to this topic, that Christ is the fullness of the church.
我们感谢主。主拣选我们。
We thank the Lord that he called us.
他有一个非常大、荣耀、尊贵的计划设计在哪里。
Our Lord has a very grand and great purpose and a plan.
因为当我们来看到这一方面的时候，
Because when we look at this matter,
我们非常清楚地看到主对我们所说的话是越过个人而带我们到神所要的那一个被拣选的人的事实里。
What we have seen is that what the Lord wants is surpassing us individually but brought us into that one person.
我们感谢主，使徒行传第一章里面主自己就说到你们要到各处来做我的见证。
In the first chapter of the book of Acts, and the Lord said, "You will go to all these places to bear my testimony."
主的话非常清楚。
And the word of the Lord is clear.
神的儿女们被召聚回来。
The children of God are gathered back together.
然后又因着主自己的安排分散到各处。
And according to the Lord's arrangement, are sent to different places.
但是不管他们是完全聚在一起，或者是分散在各处。
Whether they are gathered together or scattered in different places.
神给他们有一个非常清楚的托付。
The Lord has a very clear entrustment to them.
什么托付呢？
What did he give them?
做我的见证。
To be my witness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以在我和弟兄姊妹往前交通的时候，
So as we fellowship,
我特别和弟兄姊妹们先提醒我们注意这一件事。
I want to remind you to pay attention to this one matter.
不错，我们是神的见证。
Yes, we are God's witness.
但是当您这个见证摆出来的时候，你见证谁呢？
But when your testimony, when your witness comes out, who do you testify for?
我们的心里头是想说，我们要做主的见证。
We think in our heart we want to bear the Lord's witness.
但是实际上，我们做的跟主的见证好像保持了一点的距离。
But it seems our witness is distant from what the Lord wants.
因为我们所做的见证常常是围绕我们自己所经历过、学习过、 得着的那些经历和认识。
Because our witness often surrounds of what we've experienced, what we have learned, what we've went through.
当然，这些是我们在见证里头必须要有的内容。
And that is, of course, necessary in our witness.
但是如果只是这一部分的话呢？
But if we only have that,
那这一个见证，严格的说起来不成立。
And strictly speaking, this witness does not stand.
你说我们在这里数算主的恩典了，怎么可以说是不成立呢？
You say we're counting his blessing here. How can you say our witness does not stand?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为主很清楚地指出来他要的见证是什么样的见证。
Because the Lord clearly pointed out what type of witness he wanted.
主说是我的见证。
He said, my testimony.
感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
不管你在使徒行传第八章里头看到这一句话。
Whether you see this in Acts chapter 8.
你在以赛亚书上的43章里边你又看到同样的话。
And you see the same thing in Isaiah chapter 43.
你们是我的见证。
You are my witnesses.
感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
那么因此当我们来看到教会是基督的那个教会是基督丰盛的那个见证的时候。
And when we look at this topic, the church is the fullness of Christ.
我们那个焦点是停在主自己的身上。
Our focal point stays on the Lord himself.
我们所释放出来的、交通出来的是说到基督怎样在我身上做工。
The message we have is that how Christ worked in me.
他做工要做到一个什么样的目的？
To what purpose does he work?
他做工的范围有多大？
How wide a range was his work?
内容有多严肃？
How solemn is the content?
那这个是我们在神面前是需要特别注意到的。
We need to pay attention to that.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是聚会前的每一次的聚会。
Before this meeting, all the meetings.
弟兄们都围绕着这一方面有了一个更丰满更宽广的那一个带领让我们看见神要的是什么。
The brothers led us abundantly to see what does the Lord want.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是如果我们把那我们的眼光回到我们自己身上来的时候。
But if we return our eyes onto ourselves,
我们会发觉我们常常在一开始就犯了这个毛病。
We often realized at the get-go we've made this mistake.
弟兄姊妹，你不要说我在这里说夸大的话。
Don't think that I'm boasting, I'm exaggerating.
你可以自己去考验的。
You can examine yourself.
那我们问自己说。
We ask ourselves.
你信主的时候是信什么？
When you believe in the Lord, what did you believe in?
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我们的本相就出来了。
Brothers and sisters, you see our true selves.
不错，我们知道神给我们救赎的恩典。
Yes, we know the grace of salvation.
那这个恩典是什么内容呢？
So what is the content of this grace?
我们感谢主，第一次，前天早晨，我们的年长的弟兄在这里所交通的已经把弟兄们带到那个焦点上了。
And what our brother shared yesterday morning has brought us to that point.
我们来到神的面前是接受神自己救赎的恩典。
We come before the Lord to receive the grace of his salvation.
不然我们一定不能缺少那一部分。
We must not lack that part.
我们原来是一个罪人。
We once were a
sinner. 我们是迷失在神以外的人。
We were lost outside of God.
并且死在罪恶过犯的当中。
Dead in our trespasses.
但神做了许多的工作把我们挽回回来。
But God did many work in order to redeem us.
那问题就在这里了。
This is the problem.
神把我们挽回到什么地方呢？
After he redeemed us, where are we?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你都不会回答错的。
You will not make a wrong answer.
我们信主是因为我们是罪人，神要拯救罪人，我就相信我们的主能拯救罪人，所以我就信主了。
When I was told that I'm a sinner and God can save a sinner, then therefore I believed.
在这个点开始。
We started at that point.
接下去的，我们心思里面所存的意念是什么？
And then what is our thought after that?
我们就说到，我们信主。一个非常清楚的目的，第一，我们的罪得了赦免。
Our first, our purpose of believing in the Lord first is our sins are forgiven.
第二，我以后的生活和工作一直是在神那个赐福的底下来走过我们的一生。
And secondly, the rest of my life, my living, will be under the blessing of our Lord.
就停在这里了。
And that's where we stop.
我们不能不问。神给我们那个救赎的恩典，只是领我们进入神的祝福和神的纪念吗？
We have to ask, the grace that the Lord gave us, is it only leading us to His blessing and His remembrance?
这一个领会没有错。
It's not a wrong understanding.
但是就是缺了一点东西，不够完全。
But it's not quite perfect. Something's missing.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
今天弟兄们安排我来站在这一个题目里头和弟兄姊妹们有点交通的时候，我就不能不说清楚神在我们身上那一个目的是什么。
When the brothers asked me to come and speak on this point, I must say, what is the purpose of God on us?
神愿意纪念我们个人。
God is willing to remember us individually.
但是神的注意点不是在我们个人的身上。
But the focal point of God is not on us individually.
个人必须在神的面前承受神那个救恩的祝福。
We must individually receive the grace of salvation from God.
但是你接受了这一个祝福以后。
But once you receive this blessing,
你必须继续往前行。
You must continue to move forward.
行到一个地步。
To walk to a point.
神心里说我满意了。
In the heart of God, he is saying, I'm pleased with you.
那弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们今天早晨所面对那个题目的引发的原因。
And this is what triggered this topic this morning.
因为长久长久以来
For a long, long time.
神的儿女们在神面前的一个缺陷就是我们只看见自己蒙恩。别人也蒙赦罪的恩，但是我们接受了这一切了以后，前面是什么？
A shortcoming of the children of God is that we receive our grace, and we see other people receive salvation, but what is ahead of us?
那我们碰到这一个点的时候，
Once we touch this point,
我们必须就要追问了。
We have to ask a following question.
神啊你救我们就是救到这里为止吗
？Oh God, did you save us just to this point？
我们成了神的儿女
，We become the children of God。
你这拯救我们的恩典的高点就是在这里吗
？And is this the high point of our salvation？
我们不敢说那个不是高点。
We cannot say that's not a high point。
但是我们必须要指出，这样的一个体会是在高点里头的，不能说是焦点。
But we have to say that that experience is amongst the high point, but it's not the focal point.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神对我们的拯救。
Because the salvation of God
是带着一个目的很清楚的。
It carries with a clear purpose.
我想在我们前天早晨的我们的弟兄的交通里已经给我们说得很清楚了。
I think my brother was very clear yesterday morning.
神要借着许许多多得救的人把他们组成一个完整的事实这一个事实是叫做教会
Through many saved people the Lord is working to a reality that reality is called the church
一个人两个人不能叫做教会
One or two person cannot be called a church
是很许许多多的人他们都进到基督里因着这样的一个关系，那个教会就显出来了。
It is the multitude that entered into a body, and then the church is manifested.
但是教会显出来，跟我个人蒙恩，如果都是一件事情的话，那 有什么好的好交通的呢？
But if the manifestation of the church is the same thing as my personal salvation, then what is there to talk about?
哦，这个事情好大的。
Then this is a grander thing.
如果说到我们个人蒙恩。
If we talk about our personal salvation,
那是我们和神的关系调整了。
That is, our relationship with God has been corrected.
如果说到神在我们身上预备救赎的目的，
If we say the purpose of God's salvation in us,
那我们蒙恩得救只是一个起头。
And our salvation is just the beginning.
你在那个起头的里面要对。
That in this beginning, you must be on the correct step.
然后就在这个对的基础上面继续往前走，一直走到神的目的完成。
And on this correct foundation, you work ahead until the fulfillment of God's purpose.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主给我们看到一个，先看到一个这样的事实。
He first shows us this reality.
也就是弟兄姊妹们心里面有些时候很清楚，但是有些弟兄姊妹那就不一定那么清楚。
And many brothers and sisters are clear about this, but some are not.
你说个人也是人。
You say individual are humans too.
教会也是人。
And the church is humans too.
有什么区别呢？
What's the difference?
一个是个别人，一个是团体。
One is an individual, the other is a corporate.
哦，那个团，那个基本上的来看呢，是有好大的区别。
Basically, we look at it, there is a big difference.
但是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那个虽然是一个区别，但是它那个目的和方向是一样的。
Even though it's different, but the purpose and the direction is the same.
也就是说，当我们在神面前蒙恩，你不能老是停在得救的地步。
When we are saved, you cannot just stay at the point of barely saved.
我们必须要往前走，走到合神心意的。
We must continue to walk into a condition that is pleasing to God.
那为什么要有这样的一个交通呢？
Then why do we have this fellowship?
因为神是需要看见神的救赎的工作可以完成。
Because God wants to see His work of His salvation can be fulfilled.
我相信弟兄姊妹们现在你不会怀疑神为什么造人了。
I think you would not doubt anymore why God created us.
在前天早晨的聚会，我们听得很清楚，弟兄的交通给我们所指出来的。
And our brother has fellowship very clearly on that.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank our praise
our God. 我想先绕过这一点。和弟兄姊妹去注意一件事。
And I want to raise your attention to something.
弟兄姊妹们，你什么时候得救的？
Brothers and sisters, when were you saved?
每一个人，有人能说得很清楚，有人不一定很清楚。
Some of us can be very clear, some are not.
你就会想到哪一天我信主。
And you will remember that day I believed the Lord.
相当部分的人会想到我受尽。我在受洗的那一天，就是我得救的时候。
Many of you would think that the day of your baptism is the day of your salvation.
弟兄姊妹们，这个领会没有越过原则。
Brothers and sisters, this understanding did not exceed the principle.
但是却不是神心思里面所定义要显明出来的。
But that's not what God has ordained to be revealed.
因为我们只要提出一个事实来，弟兄姊妹，你自己就有答案了。
Because if we bring out this fact, then you will have your own answer.
不错，你是在地上某年某月某月某月每某日得救蒙恩的。
Yes, on this day of the month of the year, you receive salvation.
但是你蒙恩的那个定规是什么时候开始？
But when were you saved?
为什么你会蒙恩?
Why did you receive His grace?
或者你起初听见福音的时候，是有不好些朋友和你一起的。
When you first heard about the gospel, there are some people with you.
但是结果你信了主，他们还流浪在外面。
And when you believe in the Lord, but those friends are still friends.
那为什么我会信些主呢
？But why would I believe the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，刚才我那个问题呢，就把我们引出那个准确的事实来了。
And that question I had will lead you to the correct answer.
神造人的目的。是在什么时候神有这个定义呢
？When did God have this purpose to create man？
弟兄姊妹，你千万不也以为说我的就是那一天，因为神在那一天看见我需要拯救，所以神就来拯救我。
Some of you will say on the day of my salvation, because God sees that I had a need, therefore He came and saved me.
在人的感觉上面会是这样。
And in our feeling, that perhaps is so.
但在实际上面不是这样。
But in reality, it's not so.
在新约的经文里面，好几处的地方都给我们指出一个事实来。
In many verses in the New Testament, it points to this.
你们什么时候会是给放在那个得救的名单上呢
？When were you put on the list of salvation？
是在创世以前
，It's before the foundation of the world。
也就是说，在还没有造人以前，神已经定位了你某某人。
In other words, it's before God has created you, and God said, "So and so." You're on the list.
你在哪一天哪个时候你可以得救
On this day of the month, you will be saved.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
创世以前你在哪里
Where are you before the foundation of the world?
地上还没有我们这个人
Before there is us.
不光是地上没有这个人
Not only there is no us on the earth.
连地是不是存在你还要打个问号
If whether the earth existed, that's still a question.
你是怎么可能？我在创世以前，神就定规指着这个人说，这个人要得救。
How was it that before the foundation of the world, the God pointed at this man and said he will be saved?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主不是只是叫我们知道有这么一个事实。
Not only the Lord tells us there is this fact.
他又非常明显的给我们知道这一个事实根据什么。
But he clearly points us what is the proof of this fact.
那么罗马书第八章就给我们看到一个这样的历史。
And Romans 8 tells us this story.
在创世以前，神就定位了某某人、某某人、某某人、某某人，他们都要得救的，到神面前来的。
That before the foundation of the world, God has appointed these people; they will come before the Lord.
但是这一点是我们没办法想象的。
But this point, I cannot imagine.
就像刚才我提到了，地上还没有我这个人，甚至连地的存在不存在，还是一个问题了。我们怎么能明白？那个时候我就可以得救了。
There wasn't me at the time, but even the earth probably wasn't existed. How did God appoint me to salvation?
感谢主，我们对这个事情是实实在在明白不过来的。
We thank the Lord because we truly does not understand.
但是我们相信神说的话是真实的。
But we believe what God has spoken is true.
神说我们在创世以前就被神看见了。
And he said that we were seen by God before the foundation of the world.
神不只看见地上有某某人某某人。
God didn't see so and so on the earth.
他是非常清楚的知道某某人某某人在某一天他听到福音的时候他里面就有反应。
God knew so and so on such a day when he hear the gospel there will be a response in his heart.
神就说好这个人我要拯救他。
And God said, this person I will save.
这是罗马书第八章给我们所看到的一个非常明确的事实。
This is a clear fact in Romans 8.
神说我们这许许多多人都在神创世以前就被神知道的。
And many of us, we were foreknown by God before the foundation of the world.
神所知道的那个人的这些人
For those of us, he foreknew.
神按照时间就把他们造出来。
And according to time, he created them.
造出来了就称他们为义。
And those who he created, he justified.
称他们为义以后还没有停在哪里。
After he justified them, he didn't stop there.
停你虽然得了称义
Yes, you are justified.
神还要往领着你往前走。
God is leading you forward.
走到什么地方去呢？
To where?
走到得荣耀。
To be glorified.
弟兄姊妹们，这个神的完整的计划。
And this is the full plan of God.
他拯救你，不是只是救你脱离罪和死。
He does not just save you to be saved, to be free from death and sin.
脱离罪和死是我们的根据。
To be free from death and sin, that is our proof.
让神有条件把我们领到神最最最深处的那个目的。
With that, God is able to lead us to the most inner place.
弟兄姊妹，我们要是把这罗马书上的话来稍微细一点的转进去的话，
and if we read into the words of Romans,
你就看到好多问题在那里。
You'll see many questions.
但是不管有多少的问题，
regardless of how many questions,
你看到一个很清楚的事实，
but you see a clear fact.
这一切事实全都是神自己去成全的。
All these facts were fulfilled by God Himself.
神知道你什么时候信主。
God knew when you would believe.
所以他把按照时间把你造出来。
So according to time, he created you.
称你为义。
He justified you.
什么叫做为义呢？
What does justification mean?
义是什么一回事呢？
What is righteousness?
我们就说啊，那是好人。
That's a, we say that it's a good person.
从前我们都是坏人，但是现在神叫我们做好人。
In the past, we were bad guys. Now we're good guys.
你说有什么根据啊？
What's the proof?
你说有。
You say yes.
我从前活的是满口都是粗言秽语的。
You say in the past, then when I speak, I cursed a lot.
我信主了以后，这些东西全都丢掉了。
And after I believe in the Lord, all these things are gone.
神的手在我身上显明的工作，把我这个人转变过来了。
And the hand of the Lord, He revealed in me, He turned me around.
或者是说。
Or you say,
我这个人原来是很贪心的。
In the past, I was covetous.
我这个人从来就是很狡猾的。
And I had a lot of schemes.
但是信了主以后，
after I believe,
我不能再做这些事情了。
I don't want to do them anymore.
我要再做这些事情的时候，
when I want to do them again,
我里面会责备我的。
And the inside will rebuke me.
所以感谢主，我知道神救了我了。
I thank the Lord that He saved me.
所以我成了一个好人。
Therefore, I become a good person.
弟兄姊妹们，不能这样看。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot look at it like that.
你必须看见，当你一说一个好的时候，
when you say this word good,
那它的对面是什么？
What is opposite of it?
不太好。
Not too good.
或者是根本就不好。
Or not good at all.
但是不管怎么样了，
regardless,
这里头就起了一个变化。
You had a change.
这一个变化你知道只有神能做的。
You know that this change can only be brought by God.
没有别人能改变你的。
No one else can change you.
我想很多弟兄姊妹你都听过这些故事。
I know you heard these stories.
其实也不是故事，在我们周围很多这样的人。
There are many examples around us.
他们抽烟。
They smoke.
说得严重一点，他们吸毒。
Or they doing drugs.
他们酗酒。
They were alcoholic.
他们做各种各样的不好的事。
They do all these wicked things.
但是一信主了以后，
but once they believe,
这是在他们身上全丢掉了。
And they dropped all that.
这是神的拯救。
That is the salvation of God.
所以他这个是好人。
So they say this is a good person.
弟兄姊妹们，
friends and sisters,
信主不是叫坏人变好人。
Believing in the Lord is not to turn a bad guy into a good guy.
主是说叫你称为义。
The Lord said, you are justified.
什么叫做称为义呢？
What is justification?
用简单的话来说，
In simple words,
神看我这个人对了。
When God look at me, I'm right.
这是一个对的人。
This is a correct person.
这个就是我，
This is me.
造人的时候所定位要得到的那个人。
This is what God wanted to obtain when He created us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要看到我们在神面前所蒙的恩典的起头是在创世以前。
We need to see that the beginning of our salvation is before the foundation of the earth.
正如刚才我所提到的，我们根本不可能，也没有这个条件去知道这样的事情是存在的吗？
Just like I said in the beginning, we wouldn't and we would not know, be able to know whether this existed.
不在乎我们什么时候领会。
It doesn't matter when you understand.
但是那个事实就是说，在你我不领会的时候，神已经进行了这一个挽回拯救的救赎。
But the fact is that before you and I had this understanding, God began His work of salvation.
他要把我们得着，要叫我们从坏人变成一个义人。
He wants to obtain us from a sinful man to a righteous man.
弟兄姊妹们，你如果懂得什么叫做义人。
If you know what is a righteous person,
你绝对不会说的，我变好了，哦，我是义人。
You will never say that I had good behavior, therefore I'm righteous.
当然有这个成分在那里。
There is that content.
但是这个不是主要的成分。
But that's not the main content.
因为你觉得自己好了，不等于在神面前是对。
Because if you feel good about yourself, it doesn't mean you are correct before God.
我们必须在神面前，神看我们的时候，神说对了。就是这样的人。
When God sees us and He said this is right, then that's right.
因为我要得着的人必须要有这样的一个最基本的条件。
Because the people God wants to obtain, that's the basic requirement.
这就回到我们刚才所提到的神造人的目的的问题。
So this goes back to the purpose of God creating man.
神为什么造人？
Why did He create us?
神不是没有事情闲坐在他里没事，我就做个人出来陪伴我。
God wasn't so bored and had so much time. Let's make man.
完全不是那回事。
That wasn't so.
那是什么呢
？Why?
一个基本的要求，荣耀神的自己。
A fundamental requirement is to glorify God Himself.
其次的一个事实，乃是神要对付。与神做对头的撒旦。
A secondary fact is that God wants to deal with the adversary, Satan.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你就晓得什么叫做诚义。
So then you would know what is justification.
我说的是最坦白的话来讲，不是说不是在道理上面来讲。
In most plain words, not in the words of doctrine.
我们成为义人，乃是神觉得我们被神寻找到，神说。哦，这一批人是对的。
We become righteous is that when God found us, God realized that we are right.
对在什么地方？
Where are we right?
对在他们完全与神没有间隔。
We're right because we have no separation with God.
他们对在神能借助他们去叫撒旦服下来说，我承认你是神了。
They are right because when they deal with Satan, Satan will bow down and say, I know you're a glorious God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这些都是我们每一个人所经历过来的。
This is our experience.
我不是在这里说神话。
I'm not here to tell a myth.
我是在这里说出神所做工的记录在我们身上显出来的。
This was the history of God's work revealed in us.
但是感谢主。
We thank
当你 领会到神要把我们带到称义的这个事实的时候
When you see God is bringing us into justification
对我们来说 你满意了没有
To you, are you satisfied?
老早你就要满意了
You were satisfied a long time ago
不要等到你明白的时候说哎呀我满意了我现在是义人
You don't have toHave this understanding that you are righteous to be satisfied.
当你真是有这样的一种光景的时候
But when you were in that condition,
神说还不够
God saying that's not enough.
还要往前走
You want to keep going.
还有路走吗
You think, is there more way?
我不是到尽头了吗
Am I not at the end?
不主说没有没有到尽头
The Lord said, no, not at the end yet.
为什么
Why?
神说我还要在你身上做了一个更高的事。
God said, I'm working in a better thing in you.
什么事?
What is it?
得荣耀。
To be glorified.
你说得荣耀跟称义不是连在一起的吗?
You say justification and glorification, are they not tied together?
表面上看来好像是。
On the surface, they are tied together.
但实际上面就是有，我不是说它等级的差距。
I'm not saying the difference in levels, but difference in character.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
他要叫我们称为义，他要叫我们得荣耀。
He wants to glorify us.
那当我们得着荣耀的时候
And when we are glorified,
神的心思才满足。
And the heart of the Lord is satisfied.
问题就来了。
Here's the problem.
要怎么样才能叫神得满足？
How do we satisfy God?
那你这就叫我们不能不留意到。
And we must pay attention to this.
留意到什么呢？
What is it?
希伯来书第二章里面就提到一件事。
Hebrews chapter 2 said this.
他说那为万物所属为万物所本的。
The one who all things belong to.
是不是
是第十节。
也许我错了。
是第十节。
你找到那这些。原来为万物所属为万物所本要领许多的儿子找到没有
找到了我找到了
找到了
我找到了是、哦、你要读吗
神要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去
that he's bringing many sons into glory
弟兄姊妹你看到这个区别了
Do you see the difference?
做儿女, 做儿女,
to be a child of God.
说准确一点是做儿子,
or more specifically, to be sons.
那还有什么事情比做神的儿子更高的呢?
What is higher than to be the sons of God?
但感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
主说你做了神的儿子, 我满意。
And the Lord said, you are my sons, I'm satisfied.
但是我所安排的你们要被带到这样一个地步我才是真的满意。
But God is saying that only when you're into this condition, I will be satisfied.
什么地步呢?
What condition is it?
你不但是做儿子。
Not only your sons.
并且你要被领进荣耀里去。
You will be brought into glory.
弟兄姊妹你看到了?
Do you see this?
做儿子是救恩。
To be sons is salvation.
但是我们得着救恩,我们满足。神不满足。
When we are saved, God, we are satisfied, but God is not.
但是神就指出来，他有什么怎样叫做满足呢
？So God points out how would He be satisfied?
神是给我们看到，他不仅是得着许多的儿子。
Not only He obtained many sons.
这许多的儿子都到了一个目的地。
But these many sons will reach a destination.
就是都进到荣耀里。
That is in glory.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这个话题又把我们引进一个新的题目里面去了
This leads us into a new topic
我们做了神的儿女还不能成为进荣耀里的人神领我们往前走
We as the children of God are not qualified to go into his glory that he needs to lead us there
那这个荣耀是什么
What is that glory?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神给我们说话。
When God speaks,
他不会只会说一个头，却把尾巴的话留着不说。你猜猜去吧。
He will not just speak the beginning, not saying the end, and letting you guess.
弟兄姊妹，我们只能回答说我们猜不来。
And we can only say we cannot guess.
你说你能猜得来，那是你骗自己。
If you say you can guess the ending, you're lying to yourself.
我们感谢主，在我们的领会里头，做了儿子还不等于得着荣耀。有这样的区别吗
？In our understanding, we're already sons, and yet we're not glorified. What is the difference?
感谢神。
We thank God.
神要说出一件事情，我们的确连想也不敢想的。
When God says this, we dare not to think.
那就是回到以弗所书第一章里。
That back, goes back to Ephesians
我们刚才所读过的那段圣经里面有一句话我们今天下、早晨先来留意这句话
That phrase we read earlier
那句是什么话呢
Which one is it?
那句话是出自保罗为了神的众教会 神的众儿女在神面前的祷告里头的一个内容
It came out of the prayer of the Apostle Paul to the churches of God.
因为我们看以弗所书第一章里头保罗所做的这一个祷告呢 里面有很多的事实，但是许多的事实是归纳起来是一件事。
This prayer of Paul had many facts, but all these facts, when you conclude them together, it points to this one thing.
什么事？
Which one is it?
就是得荣耀。
It's to be glorified.
你不知道什么叫做得荣耀，你读这经文，文字上的记录就叫你看到什么是什么叫做接近荣耀。
If you don't know what it means to be glorified, then you read this.
那所以在保罗这一个祷告的里边，我们不在这次交通里头，我们不交通他的全部。
We will not fellowship on the entire content of his prayer.
我用其中的一点来和弟兄姊妹们交通进荣耀的那个。
I'll fellowship you on one point on the reality of entering into glorification.
And
his prayer has three main categories. Which is the first?
第一件事情啊，就是要叫知道神对我们的恩召有何等的指望。
And to know how great is his calling.
第二件事情呢，就说到神在圣城中得的基业。有何等丰盛的荣耀
？And to know the abundance of his inheritance in the saints.
那这是大体从外面来说的。
This is the grand picture from coming from the outside.
但是你再往前去看，看到里面去的时候呢
？If you move to the inside,
你说什么叫做丰盛的荣耀？
What is the glory of the riches of his glory?
什么叫做我们在神面前有指望？
What is that the hope that we have?
弟兄姊妹，你就不能不停留在那里。
You have to dwell there.
你必须往前走。
You have to move forward.
往前走，你就看到第三个事实。
And you will see this third point.
第三个事实是什么呢？
What is it?
第三个事实，原谅我用这句话，第三句话的事实。是要了我们的命，我们也不会明白的。
Forgive me for saying this. The third point, even if it requires our life, we wouldn't understand.
但神确实这样做了。
But God did it.
也一直在我们身上这样执行。
And He continued to execute it.
执行到一个地步。
And He worked to a point.
那我们就知道什么叫做得荣耀。
We would know what is glorification.
那第三件事是什么呢？
What is the third thing?
神说,
God said,
他要叫我们信的人去领会神在基督身上所做的是怎么个大能大力。
For those of us who believe to understand the great and mighty thing in Christ,
就带出他底下的一大堆的话。
And it brought all these sayings after that.
但是没看到那大堆的话以前，他就说了这一件事，说出一件这样的事。
Before Paul spoke all those things, and Paul spoke this.
那是说到那是十九节
，verse 19。
他说，并且神要借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，叫我们去明白、去知道神做了一件什么事。
Through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we can know what God did.
他说，要叫我们这些信的人明白、知道神向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的大。
So for those of us who are saved, God wants us to know the exceeding greatness of His power.
那如果主说话停在这里，我们一点都不知道。
If the Lord stops here, then we would not understand.
我们不会明白的。
We would not understand.
神，你在那里说什么
？God, what are you saying?
你怎么可以说，他的能力大到一个地步，是我们所没有办法能想象到那样的浩大
？How can you say that His power is so great it exceeds what we can think?
但是主说出一个事实来。
But Paul, under the leading of the Spirit, spoke of this truth.
什么事实呢?
What is it?
那浩大的能力是什么呢?
What is the exceeding greatness of power?
他就说出事实来了。
And he said the truth.
就是，那弟兄姊妹留意，就是
pay attention, which is.
那就是说，你看看这个事实，你就知道是什么一回事。
You look at this fact, this reality, you will know what it is.
那神的能力有多好大呢？
How great is his exceeding power?
Oh, 你只要知道那一件事情，你就知道了。
If you know this one thing, then you would understand.
什么事情？
Which is it?
在神儿子身上所显出的那一个大能。
That great power revealed in the Son of God.
神说我要把那一个大能也显在你们的身上。
God said, I will reveal that power on you also.
这不是我们自己去夸大这个事情。
This is not something we boast ourselves.
你把文字读下来你就知道。
When you read it, you understand.
要叫你们知道他像我们这信的人所显的能力有何等的是何等的好大。
And he is revealing the exceeding greatness of his power toward those of us who believe.
谁在说话？
God is speaking.
神说话？
God is speaking.
神说，我要把显在基督身上的那一个能力。
God is saying that the power that I have revealed on Christ
要从已在坐在你们这信的人
And I will also do it on you who believe.
人物清楚不清楚
Are you clear with the characters?
非常清楚
It's very clear.
神在那里管理着一件事
God is governing one thing.
他曾经用他的大能来叫基督从死里复活又升到天上又得着管理万有的权柄
Once he used his mighty power to resurrect Christ from the dead and raise him to heaven and give him authority over all things.
有什么人的能力能要越过基督的复活到升天一直到显明神的荣耀
Who has a greater power than the power of the resurrection of Christ, the ascension and his authority over all things?
没有一个人如果在亚当的子孙里面去找的话
If you look in the ascendance of Adam, you cannot find one.
但神现在明明就说着我们这些原来是亚当子孙的人。
But God is speaking to us, those of us who were once the descendant of Adam.
神说你不要以为我跟你们讲笑话。
And God is saying, I'm not joking with you.
我是跟你们说实话。
I'm telling you the truth.
你们这些亚当的后代。
You who once were the descendant of Adam.
你们要因着神自己的怜悯恩典和显出的丰富的能力要带进我曾经显明在我怀里独生子身上的那一个事实
That I will reveal in you the power I have manifested in the Son that once was in my bosom
弟兄姊妹你说 这有什么了不起
And sisters you say what's the big deal about it
了得起了
It's a great deal
弟兄姊妹，只要头一件事情
，The first thing，
你回想
，When you think，
你的出生是什么
？When were you born？
你们不要以为我出生在一个神学家的家庭，那我对属神的事情很清楚、很了解。
You don't think that I was born in the family of a minister, then I knew many things about God.
啊，你不要说我出生在一个物理学家，我现在那个物理已经把太空里面很多的事情都掌握过来了，所以我也是这样掌握过来了。
Or you say you were born in the family of a physicist, and therefore you know many things of the universe.
我不管。做一个什么比方，你都说全是假的。
Whatever example I raise, you'll say that's not right.
弟兄姊妹，你说现在太空物理那么厉害，那是可能是假的吗
？You say physics is so advanced now, can it be false?
我不敢说它一定是假。
I'm not saying they're false.
但是你能找出一个什么事情来可以解说那样的一个事实呢
？But what?Fact, can you bring out to explain this truth?
我现在是住在三藩市。
I live now in San Francisco.
三藩市算是挺好的了。
It's a good place.
好在什么地方
？Why is it good?
现在全国各地，不仅是全国各地，全世界各地都闹干旱。
There's drought all over the world.
那么我住在的加州里边呢？ 当然也闹干旱。
And California also has drought.
但是那个干旱还保留一点地步。
And the drought is limited.
没有给叫你看到底。
You still haven't seen the bottom of the lake.
你看到虽然是水用水受了一点限制。
We have water restrictions.
但是还不到干渴到要跑到老远的地方用那个小来浇拿点水放在水桶里头还跳再跳回家用。
We haven't got to the point that we have to go to a very far place to get some water and then bring the water back home.
但是我们要问一个问题是这样。
We have to ask this question.
为什么会干旱？
Why was there drought?
那不我不说属灵的事。
It's not a spiritual thing.
我如果说属灵的事当然你要看看挪亚的洪水。
And if I say spiritual things, you have to look at Noah's Ark.
你要看挪亚的洪水的时候你会问同样的问题。
You look at the flood in Noah's time, you ask the same question.
水有那么大的能力。
The water has mighty power.
它转变天空里面那个气流的方向和里面所包含的物质。
It can turn what is in the air, what is in, what the content of the air.
现在你在物理太空物理上头你可以知道这个事实。
Yes, in physics, you can understand that.
你可以知道那个气流的移动的时候就地上有雨水浇上来。
You know that when airstream moves and there's rain on the earth.
但是你也没有问。
But do you ask?
谁管住这个条例？这个事实。
Who controls this fact?
这一个事实不仅是被管理，并且可以被调动。
Not only can be managed, but it can be moved around.
所以我刚才说那句话不是说大话。
So what I said is not a boasting.
我说现在许许多多的话，你听来好像都有道理，但是都是虚假的。
Many things that you've heard, it seems to be reasonable, but they're false.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But thank and praise our God.
神就让我们看见那些事情。
God shows us these things.
他要叫我们看到许许多多的事情。你知道是什么原因，但你没办法能知道这个原因根据什么产生出来。
God shows us many things, and we can know the reason behind it, but we cannot understand why there was this reason.
但是神自己的心思里呢？
But in the thoughts of God,
他指着我们的主所经历过的那个从死里复活而进到荣耀里的整个的事实。
And when God points to at our Lord, his death, his resurrecting from the dead, and his ascension, and all that glorification work,
他就说出这样的一个能力来的时候。
And when he brings this power out,
你能接受过来吗？
Can you receive that?
你说这个是真的假的？
And you ask, is this real?
这个是真的。
This is real.
因为这个神说神自己说的话。
Because God himself said it.
因为在我们这些信的人的身上，弟兄姊妹千万不要忘了神怎么来形容我们这些人。
Don't forget how God described us, those who believe.
神说你们是什么人？
Who are you, God said?
你们是因信在道神面前蒙恩的人。
By faith you received salvation.
那你为什么要信呢？
Why did you believe?
啊，那你就看到一大堆的问题在那里。
Then you see all these questions.
我们先不说它那么复杂。
Let's not get complicated.
我用最简单的话来说。
In most simple terms.
你是什么造出来的？
What are you made of?
已经讲过了。
Brother Kong has said.
你就看看我们自己。
You look at ourselves.
你说。
And you say.
假如我是女孩子。
If I'm a girl.
我也参加美国，或者甚至参加世界的选美大会。
And I joined a beauty contest.
结果呢，我拿了冠军。
And I got the championship.
厉害不厉害
？Am I good?
当然厉害。
Of course.
全世界只有那么一个人。
There's only one Miss Universe.
但弟兄姊妹，你往深处一看。
But you look deeper.
你本来是什么？
Who were you?
你本来不过是一块泥土。
You were just a pile of dirt.
你什么都不是。
You were nothing.
你只不过是一块泥土
a pile of dirt.
但是神用着这块泥土
but God used us.
按照他自己的定义和他的大能，更进一步是他乐意把自己放进那个泥土里头，让那个泥土成为一个活的人。
According to his power and might, he was willing to go into us, this pile of dirt, to make us a living being.
那说弟兄姊妹，如果我们真知道我们实际的光景
，If we knew who we are, our true condition，
你就注意到了神说，他要把他那个无限的好大的能力显明在我们。主的话是说信的人的身上。
God is putting this infinite, exceeding great power into those of us who believe.
这个信的人是什么样的人
？Who is it like those of us who believe?
从泥土里头弄出来的人。
We're from dust.
哎呦，你说从泥土里的造出来，现在给带到基督的那一个复活大能所显出的事实里。
You say those of us who are made from dust and are led into the reality of Christ's resurrection.
可能吗?
Is it possible?
不但是可能,
Not only possible.
并且已经在我们身上已经开始有了一个非常明显的工作。
But it has already started very clearly.
我们是信的人。
We are who believe.
但是神在我们信的人的身上。
But God
in
those of us who believe, God is manifesting exceeding great power.
这个巨大的能力表达在什么事上呢?
This exceeding great power, what does it reveal on?
从眼见的事情来说,
From what we can see,
你看到上面一大堆的话,
you see all the phrase before that.
那一个能力是超越过在地上任何时间、地点和内容的能力。
It surpasses any time or location or any power.
那这个能力在我们身上显出来的时候
，And when this power is revealed in us，
就带出一个结果。
It has a consequence.
我们的主是怎么借着这个能力，在宇宙中给升为至高？
How was our Lord through this power exalted to the highest place?
升为至高又怎么样呢?
And what happened after he was exalted?
你看以弗所书第一章最末了，你就看到
Ephesians,
那个事情真是非常不得了。
The end of chapter 1 it shows it's truly great.
那里头的话，最表面上来看，你看到了主怎么经历过各种各样的事，神要那各种各样的事也发生在了我们身上。
How the Lord went through all these different things, God want us to experience that.
然后就借着这一个经历，把我们放在一个与基督同样的那个光景里。
And through this experience, to put us the same condition as Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你不要说那一件事那么大。
Don't think that this is too grand a thing.
你就说你管好你的家庭，你已经不得了。
Just to manage your family well, that's already a big deal.
多少事，你回到家，应该是享用家庭里面的温暖的。但是你回到家里，不是这个吵架，就那个打架。
Many times when you return home, you should enjoy the warmth of family, but no, it's this arguing with that.
还要叫我们得着整个万物里头的那一个权柄
，and to receive the authority that is in all things。
但是主的是得着那个权柄
，but Christ has received that power,
主得着那个权柄。神的话是那样印证说，一切的权柄能力都给主了。
God's word proves that all power and authority has been given to the Lord.
主得了多少?
How much did the Lord receive?
我们信的人在那带领一切的那个神的心思里、眼见里、动作里， 要把他们带到一个地步，跟基督相似。
And what Christ has received, God will bring us into all that, and similar to Christ, same to Christ.
这就领我们接触到那一个事实了。
And so we touch the reality of it.
为什么我们说你真正你要看那个救赎的旨意的时候？
If you're looking at the purpose of salvation,
你不能光停在得救的地步上。
You can't stop at barely saved.
你必须看见神就从得救开始领我们进到荣耀里。
From our salvation, God is leading us into glorification.
而这个荣耀呢，是很具体、很实际的。
And this glory is very true and is very concrete.
现在就显明在一切的事上。
And is now manifested in all things.
到了那一个时候满足的时候，
When that,
你就看到了整个的那个事情都是浮在基督的权柄底下。
When the time is fulfilled, you will see that all things will fall under His feet.
所以你就注意到了，以弗所书一章那里头的话，再往前去的时候，你就看了一个秘密了。
So if you keep reading Ephesians, you'll see the secret.
那里怎么说呢
？What does it say？
那里就说22节
，Verse 22，
又将万有伏在他的脚下
，and put all things under his feet。
万有都伏在主的权柄底下。
All things are under the authority of the Lord.
使他做万有之首。
And give him to be the head over all things.
事情是对。
It's true.
但是缺了一点。
But this one thing.
缺了什么？
What's missing?
我们的主要得到神给他这样荣耀的安排的目的在哪里？
What is the purpose of God of our Lord receiving this glorious arrangement.
那个目的不是他自己。
The purpose is not for himself.
因为他本来就是在那个目的里，他就是那个目的。
Because he's already in that purpose, he is the purpose.
但是现在神说，借着那一个复活的大能，把基督放在那个万有至高之上。
Now with the resurrecting power, God is putting Christ over all things with the power of resurrection.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why would he do it?
就是你看到那秘密了。
You'll see the secret.
不用我解说。
I don't have to explain.
你自己就可以明白了。
You will understand yourself.
基督所接受的这一个荣耀的好大的能力所带出的结果不是为他自己。
The power that Christ has received is not for himself.
因为他自己，他原来就是。
Because he already is.
有这个事情，没这个事情，谁都不能改变他这个事实。
Whether or not there is this thing happens, he is who he is.
但神让他儿子经过这样的安排。
But God put his son through this arrangement.
一面是对整个宇宙来印证。是我怀里的独生子是万有之上至高的。
In one hand is to prove that the Son in my bosom is the head over all things.
但是这个至高的荣耀的事实不是只有他一个人去享用。
But the position as the highest is not only for Christ himself to enjoy alone.
指出来。
Ephesians point out,
为
For
教会
，for the church，
弟兄姊妹们，你看到这个秘密了
？You see this secret？
我们的主给升高到那样高、那样大、那么尊贵、那么有能力的那个地位。
Our Lord is exalted to the highest place，
不是为了他自己
，not for himself，
因为他自己本来就是这个。就是这个。
Because he already is.
神说不要让基督经过那样的身体，那样的经历，是为着教会。
God put Christ in this experience for the church.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我们已经提了。
We have already said.
我们不管你怎么样打扮都好，你我本身就是一团泥。
However we dress up, we are from dust.
但是现在神要把我们放在一个新的位置上面。
But God is now putting in a new place.
那这个新的位置是什么呢？
What is the new position?
基督所得到的一切荣耀尊贵。 都成了教会的。
All the glory and honor that Christ received become the churches.
为什么要叫这样呢？
Why would it happen?
因为神在造人的时候，
Because when God created man,
神已经指着一个事实来显明。
And he points to one fact.
神造人的目的刚才提过了，一个是荣耀神的自己，另外一个是对付撒旦。
He created man for two reasons, one to glorify himself, the other to deal with Satan.
那现在神怎么来执行这个工作呢？
How does God execute his plan?
他就借着他的儿子
所走
过的路程，
through what his son walked,
带出一个事实，
and to bring this reality.
叫许许多多的泥巴成了信的人，陈列在神的面前。
So that many of us are made of dust, we can be put before God.
然后神就把基督所有的丰富都放到他们身上。
And God put all the fullness of Christ in them.
不单是只是丰富的事实放在主的身上。
Not only the fullness is in Christ himself,
连主自己的所事和所有神都一同赏赐给我们。
And what Christ has and who Christ is, God gave them all to
us. 我们常常听到弟兄们说，
We often hear brothers say,
除了基督的神性以外，基督所有的一切全都是我们信的人所接受的那个内容。
Other than the Godhead itself of Christ, everything in Christ is given to us.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当我们看这个问题看到这里的时候，
When we come to this,
我们就看到了为什么说到教会的时候，你必须要带出一个这样的结果，那是基督的丰满充满在教会里。
When we talk about the church, this is the result of it, that the fullness of Christ fills the church.
如果基督的丰满不能显在教会里，
If the fullness of Christ cannot be revealed in the church,
那教会要做神的见证，你怎么做？
How would the church bear witness for God?
你做什么见证？
What witness?
肯定地说，一定不是基督的见证。
Surely we say that's not the witness of Christ.
但是什么事情可以代替基督的见证？
What can replace the witness of Christ?
没有任何的事物可以代替基督的见证。
Nothing can replace the witness
of Christ. 我想我交通到这里的时候，
And when I come to this point,
弟兄姊妹们，你一定又会想到在哥林多，在以弗所书里头的另外一句话。
You'll remember the another sentence in Ephesians.
那一句话就是指着我们信的人来说的。
It points to those of us who believe.
那是哪里呢？那还是第一章。
It's still in chapter 1.
啊，第一章哪里？弟兄姊妹，你看到十二节
，verse 12，
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory.
这个话是说什么
？What is it saying？
就说到神的荣耀。
It speaks the glory of God.
怎么显出在万有宇宙中？
How would it be manifested in the universe, in the creation?
原来神得着了一批人。
God has obtained a group of people.
不是一个个别人啊。
Not an individual.
是一批人。
A group of people.
这一批人，他们把神荣耀的作为完全接过来。
They received the glorious work of God.
因此神就给他们一个新的称谓。
And God gave them a new title.
那这个就是教会所占的地位。
And that's the position where church stands.
神说，你们是在基督里首先有盼望的人。
God said, you first trusted in Christ, first to have the hope of glory.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
为什么我们提到神有远计划的时候，不是提到只有个人在神面前升到至高？
When we talk about God's eternal purpose, it's not just some people rise to the point of exaltation.
必须要回到这个事实里。
We must return to this fact.
那就是神所要得着的。不是许多的个人。
God does not want to obtain many individuals.
神所要得着的是把这许多的个人 团在基督的生命里面，成为一个新的团体，这个团体叫做教会。
God wants to put all these individuals in this group called the church.
所以你才看到 上面他就说他是为着教会来得着这许许多多的属天属灵丰丰满满的经历。
For the church, therefore he has all these different heavenly experiences.
因为基督从主那里所接受的一切都因信是我们这些人的信，我们与基督联合在一起。
Because the fullness of Christ, by faith, we are united with him.
基督是怎样？
How Christ is.
教会总该是怎样？
So the church should be.
教会基督在复活以后是如何在父神的面前蒙爱？
After Christ resurrected, how he was loved by the Father.
神要把整个的事实也转移到我们这些信的人的身上。
God will make the same reality in those of us who believe.
弟兄们，这些话都是非常重要的话。
Brothers and sisters, these are important words.
因为是把神整个手中的工作的要点一点一点的给我们解开来了。
It brings the key points of the work of God a little bit to us.
我相信我交通到这里的时候
When we come to this,
弟兄们你一定能领会这件事了。
You can understand this.
我们常常听到弟兄们的交通。
We hear brothers say this.
特别是说到启示录。
Especially regarding Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
主给教会那七封书信。
And the seven letters to the seven churches.
那从那封书信的里头。
From the letters.
我们领会到一件事。
We understand one thing.
弟兄姊妹也许会问。
Perhaps you ask.
因着我们的眼见。
According to what we see.
我们看到教会的许多的光景，我们的说。这样的教会怎么能成为荣耀的教会？
We look at the condition of the churches. How can that be the church of glory?
这样的教会怎么能成为一个成熟的教会？
How can a church like this be a mature church?
根本没有条件。
Under no condition.
我不说那些不好的、不太好听的话。
I don't want to say the not so good things.
我是先说出神的所要。
I want to tell you what God wants.
我们读启示录七封书信。
We read the seven letters
in Revelation. 我不知道弟兄姊妹们，你读过多少遍。
I don't know how many times you've read it.
但是不管你读了多少遍。
Regardless of how many times you read it.
你究竟在其中读出什么来？
What did you get out of it?
这是一个很关键的事。
That's important.
也许我把题目转一下。
Maybe I turn the topic around.
教会怎么样才能成熟？
How can the church mature?
把我们考到了是
That's a hard question.
我们聚会人很多啊。
You say we have a multitude in our gathering.
所以我们是已经很成熟。
Therefore we are mature.
也许你会说。
Or maybe you say.
我们在聚会里面都讲神的话。
We speak the word of God in our gatherings.
都不拒绝神以外的事物。
We don't talk anything other than God.
我们算是成熟了。
We are mature.
主的回答也许是这样。
The Lord of the answer of the Lord is this, perhaps.
也许是接近成熟。
Perhaps near maturity.
但是不是真的成熟。
But not true maturity.
我们读启示录七封书信，很清楚地读出来了。
We read the seven letters, it's very clear.
真没有看到那个启示录那七封书信的结果跟那个结论以前。
Before we go to the conclusion of the letters,
我们先要明白教会成熟的标准在哪里。
We need to know what is the standard for the church's maturity.
这个标准不是我们自己定的。
We didn't set the standard.
这个条件呢，是神自己在那里所立定的。
God established that standard.
你是什么叫做教会的成熟？
So when is the church mature?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主给我们在罗马书上看到。
In Romans, he showed us.
当教会得救的人数到了那一个神所要的数目的时候，
when the church has come to the fullness of the number,
那是使教会成熟的一个条件。
That's one condition of church maturity.
但是不止这一个条件。
Not just that.
还有另外一个条件。
There's another condition.
那另外一个条件是什么呢？
What is it?
那是在以弗所书上头给我们所注意到的。
And he says,In Ephesians.
那就是教会不单是人数增加。
Not only the number of people grew.
教会更重要的是那个什么基督的成分的充满。
But the church is filled by the content of Christ.
所以教会的教会成熟一直是说到那是第七四章里面的话是说到我基督的的一切成了教会的一切。
In chapter 4 it says all that is in Christ becomes all of the church.
那什么时候基督的诚实基督的那个分量在教会里头是完全充满的时候。
When Christ entirely fills the church,
主就说时间到了。
The Lord will say time has come.
啊，如果再要延长的话
if he is to tarry,
那主的话就不诚实。
And then the Lord's word is not faithful.
诚实啊、
Because his word is faithful.
所以你看到了教会的成长。
The growth of the church.
一面是得救的人数增加。
On one hand, you have the growing number.
另一面是那个属灵的生命要到一个像基督那样丰满的地步。
On the other hand, the spiritual condition needs to grow to the fullness of Christ.
如果是这样的话呢，我们永远都会达不到的。
And you say, if that's the condition, we will never get there.
但是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
启示录的七封书信给我们看到。
The seven letters in Revelation shows us.
还有教会里面的得胜者，把基督的丰满全都接过来。
The overcomers in the church will take the fullness of Christ.
那意思弟兄们，你很清楚的知道，教会能长成。一面是催促主回来，一面是把神的计划带进成功的那个阶段，是根据什么呢？根据教会的成熟。
The maturity of the church on one hand, hastening the return of the Lord on the other hand, shows that the church is mature.
那教会的成熟是怎么的来的呢？
How did the church maturity come about?
那是与基督的联合。
To be united with Christ.
而这个联合是根据什么依据来显明的呢？
On what ground do we say there is a unity?
那是因着我们服神主的权柄。
And we fall under his authority.
教会在神面前学习到一个地步，基督所说的就是对。
The church learned to a point that whatever Christ said is the right thing.
如果基督没有那样说，你不管说的怎么动听，那个都不能对教会增加什么。
If it's not from Christ, however nice it sounds, it's not good for the church.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
所以当我们看到那个救赎的这一个激活的时候，你不能只是看见我得救的这个点。
When we see the salvation plan of God, you cannot just see your own salvation.
你要看到从得救开始，一直到教会成熟，我要在其中。
From salvation to the maturity of Christ, you want to be in it.
那这就引出当然还有好多这样的那个问题，接着要而来。
And there are many questions that follows this.
特别是关乎主再来的时候的事情。弟兄姊妹们不一定是那个在意见上完全一致。
Concerning the returning of the Lord, brothers and sisters, we may not be on the same ground.
不过这个并不重要。
But that's not important.
因为主已经明明在腓立比书说的了。
Because in Philippians, the Lord said,
等到教会成熟的时候，
when the church matures,
所有主所说的所有的人都在基督里同归于一。
And all are gathered together in one in Christ.
然后就借这个与神同归于一的教会来把万有带回神的面前。
And this church that's united with Christ will bring all things into God.
那意思弟兄姊妹们，我们就很清楚地了解到这一点。
Very clearly, we see this point.
如果我们要让基督的见证很准确、很真实地显明出来。
If we were to correct and accurately manifest the witness of Christ,
弟兄姊妹们，我们着眼点不是在那个见证是怎么出来。
Our focal point is not how we bring out our witness.
我们该注意的是，我们怎么要叫我们成为基督的丰满，成了教会的一切。我有没有份在其中？
We should be careful whether am I part of and the fullness of Christ is now the fullness of the church.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那时间到了。
Our time has come.
说不完的话明天再说。
We'll continue tomorrow.
但是今天说到的是很基本的东西。
But what we've said is fundamental.
不管弟兄姊妹过去你听有听过也好，没听过也好。
Whether you've heard it in the past or not.
我们是该很严肃地来留意。
We should pay attention.
我是不是活在叫教会能在基督的丰满的里面显出一个作用。
Am I exercising my function so that the church will manifest the fullness of Christ?
把神的永远的旨意引出那个具体的实际来。
That can usher into the reality of God's eternal purpose. May the Lord be gracious to us. Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，但愿你借着圣灵的启示，让我们的眼睛看得透亮。
Lord, through the revelation of your Spirit, may we see clearly to your throne.
你所做的一切安排是何等的不简单。
And all that you have arranged is so great.
从起初你就定义是这样。
From the beginning, you have ordained it to be this way.
虽然当中有许许多多的阻挡。
And though there are many hindrances.
但是你说没有人能挡住你的手来做成你的工。
But you have said no one can stop your hand, your working hand.
我们感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
为了我们在你面前所蒙的恩典，我们感谢主。
For the blessings we received, we thank you.
为着我们继续活在你那荣耀的旨意的成长里，我们也仰望主。
For we continue to live and grow in your glorious plan, we look to you.
求主在这个混乱的时代里头保守忠心跟随你的人。
That in this wicked
你自己的荣耀和华美。
That in this wicked generation, may you keep those who faithfully follow you.
敬拜赞美归给你。
We give you praise and worship.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.